Possessing the right story, we have been arguing, is key to our healing, to the full restoration of both the self we were born with and our common earth endowment. And the right story to understand, to regain our authenticness and repossess what was stolen, is the story of class, i.e., that the objective of power has ever been keep the cattle herded until we don't need them. Let's recall yet again one of the key lessons, which was also discussed in our March 9, 2014 radio show, from our reading of Savage Continent by Keith Lowe. We commented that war is always war on us, whether they spill our guts with guns or markets. And that was from a commentary posted, which is in several pages, but including the 3.7 page commentary to the chapter in Anti-Systemic Movements by our good three, titled Rethinking the Concepts of Class and Status Group in a World Systems Perspective. That comment was in response to this quote from Marx and Engels, the Communist Manifesto. Quote, the developing bourgeoisie compels all nations on pain of extinction to adopt the bourgeois modes of production. It compels them to introduce what it calls civilization into their midst, i.e., to become bourgeoisie themselves. In one word, it creates a world after its own image, unquote. But what we've learned is that the disaster that was developing was not a force called capitalism, but the megalomaniacal, conscious self-organization and aggrandizement of Plato's tribesmen. Here's more from that commentary. Could it be that Marx, who wrote so forcefully about taking the world away from philosophy and setting it on its feet again, was likewise viewing things falsely? Adam Smith's words, their full import, have never been taken to heart. We commoners have been, quote, little heard and less regarded, unquote. The whole point of class is to establish irrevocably soon, they hope, that we don't matter. So why would any of its thinkers, quote unquote, whose allegiance is to thought, or so they might imagine thought, consider it worthwhile to try to see the world from the eyes of those who, in theory, can't put two sentences together, who are mere matter, according to Hegel, to the mind of thought, to be used to advance a bigger, quote unquote, agenda that we could never understand. Never understand their totalitarian ambition. This is true. Never understand their use of their children as means to implement their insanity. Never understand their willingness to slaughter us. This is true. All to say, consider this, that war is not to reinvigorate dead markets, but to suppress our uprisings against injustice. When the people arise, economy, efficiency, and all that jazz flies out the door, and in walks war. Economy is just a tool, like any other technology. And war is always war on us, whether they spill our guts with guns or markets. It's all the same to them. The economy is just war by other means. And war is the profligate failure of breeding, us being unruly, failure to control the energy of the majority. The true point of the education, quote unquote, we receive. What they, these power guys, hate most is resistance. What they love most is obedience. Until they don't.